Next Friday is Bike to Work Day, and participation is likely to be heavy, at least in Anchorage, where bicycle trail use goes up each year, including 2011, when it happened on a rainy day. Since 1991, the federal government has been setting aside a portion of its transportation budget specifically for programs to benefit pedestrians and the bicycle. But APRN's Steve Heimel reports Alaska has not always taken as much of that money as it could have.
It may be overreaching, but along with Bike to Work Day, the always ambitious League of American Bicyclists has declared all of next week Bike to Work Week. And this past week, it had Bike to School Day, though it wasn't celebrated much in Alaska, which has had $8 million federal dollars offered to it since 2005 in the Safe Routes to Schools program, but has only spent $1.4 million of it. And beyond that, last year, the state sent $10 million in what's known as transportation enhancement money back to the federal government. This happened because Congress called back $37 million in unspent federal transportation money, and the state transportation department's Peter Christensen says the enhancements program was a convenient place to draw some of it from because they simply do not have enough projects proposed to use the money. Christensen characterized the decision to send the money back as painful. But the proposals may start showing up. The League and some other bicycle and trails advocacy organizations conducted a workshop in Anchorage aimed at accelerating participation by those who want to see more and better trails. The campaign is called Advocacy Advance, and Brigitte O'Keen of the Alliance for Biking and Walking runs it. It shows advocates how to target decision makers and potential partners in the private sector and in agencies.
What we focus on is knowing those partners and working together, taking advantage of opportunities to collaborate, but really as an advocate to understand who the decision makers are and to really focus on those key decision points and how the elected officials can work with the local agencies to say this is what the community wants, and this is what we need to prioritize at the local level.
They aim to shake up the transportation planning bureaucracy by showing up at their planning meetings and making sure the needs of pedestrians and bicyclists are addressed from the very beginning of the process, when it is far more cost-effective to plan for paths and corridors than after a project has been set in concrete and asphalt. After all, League of American Bicyclists policy analyst Darren Fluché says the whole idea of paving roads came from his organization back in the 19th century, even before the invention of the automobile. The workshop concentrated on examples of where the process has worked. They like to call what they advocate for complete streets. And Fluché sees it as the wave of the future in transportation.
It used to be that when you were graduating with a degree in engineering, the best thing that you could do was build a bridge, right? That was the pinnacle of engineering, showing your skills. I don't think we're there yet, but I think we're getting to a point where people are beginning to realize that what can be more popular than a bridge is a bike trail, is a bike path.
On the policy front, Fluché and his cohorts are keeping a close eye on Washington, where a gridlocked Congress is hoping it can show the public it's still capable of acting by passing some form of a renewal of Representative Don Young's 2005 transportation bill, which has been operating on extensions since it expired in 2009. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.